Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Sorry for the delay this week. We tried on Monday and we tried on Tuesday, and here we are on Saturday in the beautiful city of San Francisco, where Paul and I are performing at Cobb's Comedy Club. We're very excited that we finally were able to do this. So bear with us. We're all over the road. But thank you. We finally did it. You're there. We're here. Paul's on the end of the bed.
And Tom hit record.
And I hit record.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty damn sure. Hey, ay, ay. We really need a producer. Thank you all of you subscribing on Patreon. You guys are the best. You are going to help us finally get a producer that can do this kind of thing. If you haven't signed up and subscribed, you get bonus material every week on patreon.com. Patreon, cometopapa.com, and you can subscribe any way you want to assist us and get some bonus kind of things. It is free month. June is free month. Was it May or June?
It's still May. Yeah.
But we stopped. But they were charged for May. But we're not charging anybody for June.
Okay.
As a way to express our love for and thanks for your patience as we've been running all over the place.
Because, Tom, you have to learn how to do this now. You have a book coming out.
Yes.
You got to tell people about it.
Holy cow. The book stuff is really starting to hit.
Even when your neighbor says, "How are you doing, Tom?" you say, "I got a new book coming out June 5th. You can pre-order on Amazon.
You know I don't like to push too much.
But you have to get in that mode. You've got an industry behind you. You gotta get the word out.
All right. May 31st at Barnes & Noble in Union Square, Colin Quinn and I will be doing a book event. Then in New York City. Then on June 1st, I'm doing a big book event at Javits Center, some big book thing. Then on June 5th in New York City at the Village Underground, I'm doing Unmasked with Rob Bennington.
Yes.
A big interview and book signing there. Then I do Live From Here in Highland Park, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, where I'll be reading from the book. Then in West Hollywood on the 11th, I'm doing a book signing at Book Soup. Then I'm going to Portland, Oregon, Phoenix, Arizona, the Colbert Show, the Conan Show, Salt Lake City, Utah on the 20th of June, Washington, D.C. for three nights at the D.C. Improv stand-up and book signing, going down to New Orleans on the 24th of June for a book event for the American Library Association. And I think that will be the... Oh, and then I'm doing Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at the end
cool.
of June.
Is that Chicago, or is that a...
That is in Chicago. So then I'm doing a live book signing online. We're going to do on June 6th at 7 p.m. East. We're doing a live signing for anybody that lives in a place where you can't get to. You'll be able to interact with me online, live. Give me your name, and I will be able to sign a book, and they will send it to you toot sweet. Is that the way you do it, Paul?
I think so. You got to tell them the name of the book, though, too.
The name of the book is Your Dad Stole My Rake. Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas. It's a very funny book about all things family. Perfect gift for Father's Day.
Ah.
So that has been a big part of why we're delayed. Also, I think I'll say it to you here right now. There's going to be a big formal announcement. But I've also been running around the country shooting a... We've hinted that I may or may not be shooting a show about bread and baking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you married Prince Harry.
No, I was going to, but he wouldn't shave. This is kind of top secret information, but I'm going to spill it here.
Whoa.
Why not? These are our favorite people. I have been shooting a new bread show for the Food Network.
Whoa, cool.
Called Baked with Tom Papa.
Nice.
And it's a show about me going around to different cities and meeting and shining a light on all of the best bakers I can find in each city. Not just bread. There's a lot of good bread, but there's also sticky buns and donuts and pizzas and cakes. And we've shot in New Orleans and Detroit and New York. We're still shooting in L.A., New Jersey, and Cleveland coming up. And I can't believe it, but from my little hobby, I wasn't trying to make a show. I was trying to make bread. And it just caught on, and people are starting to appreciate that they're allowed to eat these beautiful things in their life without feeling guilty. Why should you feel guilty? If you want to eat a little cannoli, you should eat a cannoli.
Yeah, and know that its quality is the difference. You know, if you eat a crappy hot dog bun, you're going to feel like crap. But if you get something that is a quality and...
made with care from a person that cares, mixing in some love and some good intentions, these are the things that make life worth living. So that is the story I've been telling since I started baking bread. And the Food Network caught on to it and asked if we would make a show about it. So there you go. This is the first time I'm saying it in public. I'm going to have a show that's going to start airing on Labor Day.
Oh, nice.
8 episodes, Baked with Tom Papa.
Awesome.
So all of you good people who have been hinting at it and saying I should have a show about bread, and Tom, why don't you do a thing about bread? I heard you, and here it comes.
That's so awesome.
It is awesome, but it also adds to my travels all over the world, so I've been a little busy.
Well, the amazing thing is, okay, how long has bread been around? A couple thousand years?
Thousands of years.
And
about 3,000 years.
And we just went to a pizza place here in San Francisco that had 40 different kinds of... You can coal cook it. You can cook it with fire. You can charcoal it. Brick oven. You can have gluten in it. You can have thin crust. You can have... They still haven't figured out the perfect way to do it. They're still working on it.
I know. I think we made a mistake.
No, it was good.
No, it wasn't.
But that was their signature one that we were supposed to get.
I know. We didn't make a mistake. They did.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, that was a Neapolitan margarita pizza, which is great. They had all the right ingredients. Everyone always does. Cheese, sauce, a little basil, a little olive oil, and some dough. That dough, it's all about the dough.
Yeah.
That dough was not great.
But you went with the...
It was limp.
The softball-sized meatball beforehand.
I did, which was delicious.
So you should have probably just had that instead.
I had a giant meatball. No, when I went inside to use the restroom, I passed a couple people that had just an American-style pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looked good.
Yeah.
It was the pepperoni that falls... That when you cook it, it forms like a little cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that looked good. We got screwed. It's all about the dough. If the dough, like, you should be able to hold a slice of pizza up, and that bottom should be crispy enough and firm enough and thin enough that it doesn't bend.
Right.
That thing was just a blur.
But
it was like a napkin.
But that's also how I tell a real place that cares about bread is the type of bread they give you. Like, that was as good as any of the pizza they made. The bread that they give you.
That's true. That was like a focaccia. It was very light.
That's amazing.
That was really good. I'm not complaining. It was fine. But We should have got the pepperoni. Oh, that looked so good. We're in San Francisco, and we're trying to eat well. We didn't yesterday. We ate at the Comedy Club. We have to figure out if we're going to have another meal before the show. What time is it? Yeah, we could. We could do something we've never done before. We could, on our way to the show, leave earlier and eat as on the way.
Like where?
I don't know.
That's the tough part.
It's all Italian here because we're in North Beach. I love it, but we'd have to eat some kind of pasta or something. San Remo, the oldest Italian restaurant in America, they say, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that the first Italian restaurant started in California.
Well, that's the thing is like...
No.
Well...
How?
I'm trying to think is how early did... That's the funny thing is like in California, if something was like built in the 20s, it's like ancient.
Yeah, or the late 1800s.
And like for New York, it's like you got to go to 17, 1600s.
Yeah, there was Italian restaurants there, I'm sure.
But when did people get here? This was like, I mean, the gold rush was until the 1850s, right?
Yeah, before the Civil War.
And then when was like, there will be blood? There was definitely like a big like ship stop, you know, with all those piers and everything. So it must have been around. But I don't know when.
What the history of.
Or who came first. Because they got Joe DiMaggio's name around all over the place, and he played for the Yankees, so they don't really have a lot of history of their own here.
No, I mean, it can be old, but I'm sure, I'm looking it up on Google. A South Philadelphia restaurant is now the oldest Italian restaurant in the United States. With the closing of a restaurant in San Francisco on Tuesday, Ralph's Italian restaurant on South 9th Street in Philly is the oldest. Wait a minute. So that would mean that in San Francisco there was an oldest? So confused. With the closing of Ralph's Italian restaurant on South 9th Street. No. It was my great-great-grandmother in 1900. So there was no Italian restaurant before 1900? Ralph's was the second oldest restaurant in the country until this week in San Francisco's Flor d'Italia, which has been in operation since 1886.
Hmm.
How do you skip over New York and Philadelphia and someone in California opens the first Italian restaurant?
I don't know. And I'm looking at when San Francisco was first founded.
I guess that's kind of an interesting question. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but...
No, it's a...
When were there a lot of restaurants? Was Ben Franklin eating at restaurants?
Like gangs in New York, when that happened, people were just eating like rolls on the street.
There were like pubs where you'd drink from like a tin cup and you'd hang out with pirates and stuff. But was there like...
Maybe not.
Was there an Applebee's in the 1700s? That's weird. I'm gonna cross-reference that. How does that happen?
Well, the weird thing is it says that San Francisco was founded by Spanish Spanish colonists from Spain established a presidio of San Francisco at Golden Gate on June 29th, 1776, which is 5 days before the birth of our nation, Tom. So how does that happen?
What happened?
Colonists from Spain founded San Francisco in July 29th, 1776, but obviously California wasn't a state then.
So they went around the bend and slid in there.
They skipped the middle of the country, which is, it's the way to do it. No, we love you, Midwest.
The current owner of Flor d'Italia and the waitress who served me were so nice. This is someone's blog. That I wish I could say something nice about the food. But that place closed. But we just walked by a place called San Remo that says that they are the oldest Italian restaurant in the United States. But they are not listed in here. This is all a way of us trying to... This is us on the road, by the way. This is us figuring out how we can eat before a show, and it leads into this, and then we don't do anything because it takes so long, and then we just eat some chicken fingers backstage.
Yeah, that's the tough part. We don't have a... Well, we usually eat somewhere good for lunch.
It's hard to eat a big meal right before the show.
Right.
But maybe we try it this time.
Wait, what was Joe's special, though? Have you ever had that?
What's that?
I don't know. San Francisco is famous for its restaurants. Among is the regional type of food. Abalone, Dungeness crabs, sand dabs, bay shrimp, and crusty sourdough French bread. Have you ever had that?
No.
Many local restaurants serve Joe's special. It is... Let's see. There's nothing left but spinach, onions, mushrooms, ground beef, and eggs. And they said mix them together.
You ready to freak out?
Uh-oh. What?
That sign that said at the San Remo Hotel, it's the oldest hotel, the oldest Italian restaurant in the world, in America.
Mm-hmm.
That is the place, Flor di Italia, that said, this article in 2015 said it closed.
Uh-huh.
And from it closing, then it went to Philadelphia, and that's the oldest Italian restaurant. So that place must have reopened.
Yeah.
Because we saw people in there eating. So that is, according to my cross-reference and my data banks and my internet skills, that Italian restaurant on the way to our show is the oldest Italian restaurant
Wow. In
the United States.
Do they actually have the world's greatest cup of coffee, or is that just BS?
So maybe we eat there, even though we just ate a whole bunch of Italian food, but it's early. I love how the idea that something's like the first and the oldest would be a good thing. It kind of means it's going to be disgusting.
And also, there's probably people before them, but they just weren't smart enough to market it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably, all right, I'm sure Ben Franklin was kicking back in some Italian restaurant, and it closed up, and, it's probably just the longest running one.
Well, how do you know so much about Italian stuff? You're Greek, aren't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Greek now. I really got to do that DNA thing.
Yeah, you should just say, hey, just did my genealogy. 110% Greek.
I can't believe it, guys. I'm Greek. My family would be upset, but the fans would be elated. I could go to Greece. I could become a big Greek comedian.
Well, you should just post whenever they say who's a famous Greek comedian. You should put that on your Wikipedia page, Tom Papa.
I wonder if a Greek person already put that on there. I'm going to put it in. Tom Papa, Greek comedian. No, doesn't say.
But it is weird how everyone thinks that you're... Every Greek person thinks that you're Greek.
That I know, they all want me to be Greek.
That you're hiding the rest of your name somehow.
This is no joke. I might end up end up doing it.
Oh, yeah, I just found it, too. Flor di Italia, oldest Italian restaurant.
Greek Americans. Mm-mm-mm. Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah.
Dimitri Martin.
David Sedaris.
Sedaris is Greek?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't seem Greek. He seems Jewish.
No, he went to Greek a couple times and had the Greek grandparents.
Right.
Spina copita.
Nope, I'm not listed in the Wikipedia of famous Greek people.
Damn it.
They haven't claimed me yet.
Get your publicist on it.
Musicians, models, military. Am I a part of any of these categories? Am I a dancer, a comic, cartoons, a chef? Am I in business? Am I an automotive person? Am I an artist? Yes. No. Am I an architect?
A cook.
Am I miscellaneous crew? It's funny. I want to be Greek. I don't want to be Greek. I'm just so impressed with their campaign to get me to onto their side that I might actually give in.
That's your book. Your second book is Tom Papa. It's all Greek to me.
My rebirth as a young Greek boy. We're not that different. When you hang out with, like, my Sicilian family and Greek families, I would have so much to, I would have so, this could be a big film for me, though. You know, my Big Fat Greek Wedding was a killer hit.
Yeah.
And I could be, my Big Fat Greek Family Came to Find Me thing.
Well, I mean, you should go to Europe and go to both places and see
where I feel
where you blend in. Yeah.
Where my blood leads me.
Where do more people look like you? Like, I can go to Ireland, and if I go to the county where my family's from, everyone looks exactly like me.
Yeah. I did feel when I was in Rome, I felt pretty comfortable.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. And I do have, there is Italian in me. Maybe, you know, maybe Zach Galifianakis isn't all Greek. I just need a little in me, I guess.
Yeah, because they have a thing, right, that you go to Greece when you're a kid or something for free. Isn't that like a thing?
What?
Kind of like how Jewish people go to Israel.
Yeah,
like they pay for it. I thought that Greeks had that where, like, if you're a Greek kid, they send you over there when you're in, like, high school or something. That's not a thing?
I don't think that's a thing. Where you have to go plant a tree in Greece?
Something like that.
That's what 21 and me or whatever. Was it 21 and me or
23?
23 and me is proving that it has very little to do with your blood and just how we were raised. My family would probably be very upset. I don't know if there's anyone in my family that's left that would be that upset. Like, grandparents would have and stuff, but they're not around anymore.
What was your dad claim?
Sicilian.
Yeah.
But Sicily, you know, Sicily was owned by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe did you ever see escaped that great Christopher Walken scene in that movie with the watch? I mean, yeah, remember
Pulp
the
Fiction?
One with the watch? No, that wasn't Pulp Fiction, was it?
With the watch it was, yeah.
Okay, so no, maybe this was the different movie. When he's with, was he with Dennis Hopper? They're like in a trailer, and...
Oh, yeah.
And
it's Tarantino. It's, shoot.
He's trying to infuriate... Is it Christopher Walken's speech? He's trying to tell the guy that he's actually black because the black people were in Sicily. And he's trying to insult him by saying derogatory terms about this guy's family because he's from Sicily, which really means that he was black, and then he drives the guy crazy.
Yeah.
You remember that scene?
True Romance.
True Romance.
Tarantino wrote it but didn't direct it.
And who was he walking, talking to Dennis Hopper in that scene?
Wasn't...
Your father... He's using a horrible terms like eggplant.
Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, Michael Rapaport. Dennis Hopper's in it. Yeah, it might have been him.
Oh, it's Dennis Hopper talking to... Christopher Walken. Dennis Hopper is about to be killed by him, right? And is like his last FU to him. He's all bloodied. He's being roughed up by these guys. And then he goes into this story telling Christopher Walken, who's a mafia guy, that basically his family is mongrels.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how he puts it. He drives him furious, and then, of course, he gets killed. Don't remember that scene?
Don't ruin it for me, Tom. I haven't seen it. It's from
True Romance, who was also another great actor that was in there, who wasn't famous yet.
Well...
Don't look at it.
Well, no, I already know everybody in it.
Oh.
Brad Pitt?
No, he was already famous.
Gary Oldman?
No, he was pretty famous.
Hmm.
He went on to star in a TV show we were just talking about.
Gandolfini?
James Gandolfini.
Wow.
He beats up Patricia Arquette in the bathtub.
Oh, wow.
He comes in. He's just like this big bodyguard kind of guy. Nobody knew who he was at that time. And it's a vicious, vicious, horrible scene where he comes into the hotel room and beats the crap out of everybody.
Isn't that crazy? And that movie lost money.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Showbiz, baby.
It cost $12.5 million and made $12.3.
How excited were you about the royal wedding?
I wasn't. And I still... It's kind of funny because as silly as weddings have gotten in the U.S., like, we have all those shows about it. And
yeah.
I mean, they just had, like, folding chairs, and it just looked cheap. Did you see the actual room where they're going to do it? It was, they tried to map it out, and, like, this looks like it's at the VFW.
I heard that it was, like, $30 million, but 28 of it was security.
Oh, really?
Or, like, 29 of it. Like, the actual wedding cost wasn't even that much.
Yeah.
It's just fantasy. I was watching it last night. I'm, like, watching all the people line up. Like, when we got back, it was, like, 4 o'clock in the morning there. And people were lined up. No, on the East Coast, so it was the next day. People were lining up, you know, thousands of people, just all in England trying to be a part of it and watch the royal family. And it seems so ridiculous. Seems like, why... Do you care? What is this? But you're still making princess movies. You're still making Frozen.
Yeah.
It's a mythology that definitely still works. Everybody thinks their lives are boring and whatever. And then you see this iconic family and you think dreams can come true. That's really what you're selling, right?
Well, it's kind of the, you know, because it's an American that gets to be a princess.
So now it's like Frozen... It really is Frozen.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, well, she's a failed actress, so why not become a princess?
But that's what it is, Paul. It's selling you that dreams can come true. It came true for her. People want to hang on to the idea. It's an ideal, I guess, of this elite family.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when you do very minor investigating and yeah. You see... This is just an inbred, you know, oddball family that happens to live in a castle. There's nothing really to it, but what's to anything? It's just an image, right?
Well, it's
like you're big fans of the Kardashians for the same reason.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you know, for most of the last year or two, the whole world has kind of been looking at us like, how could you... Let all that craziness happen. And then you look at this silliness that flipped England upside down. And you're just like, you guys are doing this for a freaking wedding? Like, what?
People want to believe. Their lives are just, you know, slogs through the muck. And then you see, like, something shiny. And you think you want to believe that it's possible for you. It does exist. You can escape and... Worry about their problems and what they're wearing. It's a bunch of horse duty, but it's as old as the hills, and it works.
Who's DJing the reception? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's going to be a good dance party. Yeah, where did she grow up? In California?
I don't know. I forget. Did they meet in college? Is that what it is?
See, we're falling right into it. Jeez, you just want to gossip about somebody. It's what it is. So where did she come from? And who are her parents? And why are they going to live in Malibu and not live there?
No, I know
what
the
was
thing
that
dress?
Why didn't he shave?
I know the thing is that the dad isn't coming because he's kind of a, I don't know.
He's out. He's on the outs?
I think he was trying to, like, basically her family's nuts. She's 36. I mean,
She's old.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oldest princess
Ew,
ever.
That's disgusting. Who becomes a princess at 36? 1986. That's so old.
And she's already been married.
What?
Yeah.
She was married before?
She's a divorcee.
Oh, my God. This is so juicy. No wonder everyone's going crazy. We're just behind the times. Running around promoting books. I didn't get to read up on all this gossip.
This should be a
scandal. Where's my magazines?
This should definitely be a scandal.
It sounds like a scandal.
Markle deleted her social media accounts in a statement issued by Kensington Palace.
Because it was filled with racist diatribes?
Because she's a princess. She's not a real person anymore.
Wow. Princesses can't tweet.
She was also on the TV show Suits.
It's all show business. It's all showbiz.
I guess.
Smoke and mirrors.
So this guy hasn't been married before? The prince?
No, he's too ugly. Who would marry him?
Were they thinking that
like
maybe...
looks like a chicken with a beard.
Maybe he wasn't a guy that was going to get married, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you mean he was going to be a priest?
Or run a flower shop.
Oh, the oldest restaurant in San Francisco.
He's 33.
He's marrying old.
He's marrying older.
Gross. Was he drunk? Why'd he do that? He should have got a 22-year-old princess.
He spent his gap year in Australia. He definitely had fun there.
Ooh.
Served in the military.
Oh.
I don't know where they met, though. This is very strange.
See? We're caught up, Paul. We're just as gossipy as the rest
of them. How do I become a princess, Tom? Where do I meet my...
You can do it.
My Prince Harry.
Let's make a list of the top five women in the world that you should marry. Like, is there a princess of Morocco or... What princesses are single?
Princess Margot Robbie, of course.
Single? Oh, yeah, you love her. Single princesses.
Well, is the...
Available.
Is the...
Okay, here we go. The 15 of the world's most eligible single royals. For those who believe in fairy tale romance.
Oh, wow.
And I know that you do. We'd like to show you notifications for the latest news and updates. No thanks.
I would like them to do backstories on me right before the wedding and say he was...
Why is everybody getting thousands of Chinese phone calls?
It's from all over. There's like a...
Are we under attack?
Something... It must have... Somebody sold all our information to somebody. Because I'm getting like...
But they're like calling and speaking in Chinese. They're not even trying to sell us something. I think they're setting us up.
Well, mine even says like, hit 2 if you want to get on the do not call list, which makes me think that I'm not on the do not call list.
All right. Are you looking for a prince or a princess?
Princess, for starters.
Okay. Princess Beatrice Elizabeth Mary of York.
No, Beatrice.
No?
What? How old is she?
As a child, she was diagnosed with dyslexia, but she took it in stride and not only ended up acing her papers, but she was also elected the school's head girl in her final year. She wears a funny hat. She looks cute. Big choppers.
She's cute.
Princess Sirivanavari Naratayanayana.
Of Thailand. I'm going to Thailand.
Popularly known as the royal granddaughter of Thailand.
That's a possibility.
Sirivanavari is everything a princess from the most exotic East should be. She won a gold for Thailand in badminton.
Sweet.
In the 23rd Southeastern Asian Games.
I love badminton.
She's quite a showstopper.
How old is she? Doesn't say.
Let's see. No. Doesn't say. How about this one? She's got some potential.
Princess Theodora.
Of Greece and Denmark. Ooh, this could be for me, because she's Greek, like I am.
Oh, that would get you in with them. Your wife might have a problem with it, but...
She lives here in the U.S.
Nice.
But I just like the one today, she got divorced and then married a prince.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I could just bail on my family and marry this Greek lady. That would work.
It doesn't say a lot that she lives in the U.S. even though she's a princess over there.
All these people just have nothing to do. They just hang out.
Well, that's the attraction of being a... Ooh.
You don't like this one? This is the Princess Maria Laura of Belgium.
I think I was looking at something else.
Archduchess of Austria. The young princess from the royal family of Belgium has hardly made any public appearances because she's so ugly. She stays in a town.
That should be a Disney movie. Just a princess with a bag over her head the whole time.
She studied Chinese in her college, and she went to live in China as part of her study project. All their resumes are so awful. They played badminton, and she was voted best girl.
Well, that's the attraction. Is like if you're a royal person, you don't have to pay for anything, and you don't have to work, right?
Yeah, that sounds... Ooh, this one's pretty. Princess Elizabeth von Thumm of Taxis. What is Taxis?
Where?
One of the wealthiest families in Germany.
We know how that
the House of Thurn and Taxis, which is one of the wealthiest families of Germany. So she must be related to you know who.
Yeah, we know where the money went in Germany.
She goes by her nickname TNT. Has not only contributed pieces of art and fashion to several magazines, but also written on religion for the Vatican magazine. Is she even for real? Wow.
TNT.
I think we
spells
found your girl.
Drama.
All right, now, how are we gonna get you to her? First, you got to go to Germany.
I don't know. There's got to be some kind of guilt involved with that money, though.
Guilt?
Yeah.
You'll get over it. It's a long time.
I want to go to Thailand and play badminton.
You like her? Rather than
what
the
would
German
you?
One?
I just like that badminton is one of the first two things they mentioned. That's when you know.
You got a real
you get a
thinker
full
on
life.
Your hands. Ooh, this one looks like the prettiest, though. Her name is Princess Sebastian of Luxembourg. Ooh, she's pretty.
Luxembourg is tiny, right?
Are you looking for a princess with a bulldog face?
What?
Are you looking for a prince who's bald? Are you looking for a Saudi prince? All right,
yeah, that'd be good.
You're going to Thailand. When do you go to Thailand?
September.
So let's send her a letter and tell her that a famous comedian is coming her way who also has an affinity for badminton. He's known in the U.S. We can make all this up. We have to create a website. We have to...
Just Wikipedia, one of the greatest comedian badminton players ever.
And then you come up. She was ranked by Forbes as one of the hottest royals in the world.
But who knew they even had a king in Thailand?
Everyone has one but us.
Are you
That's
sure?
Why we have the Kardashians.
I don't even think Germany has a king. Why would they have a king?
Well, everybody needs a little distraction. You need some famous, some rich people to hang around and have...
Spend everybody's money?
Yeah. She's cute, Paul. I could see you being with her. It's going to be hard, though, because you can't pronounce her name. Princess Sirivanavari.
Seems like a big...
Sirivanavari. Sirivanavari. Hello, I'm here to see Princess Saravanavi. Did you just go up with your badminton racket?
I want to see me in the pre-royal wedding TV shows. He's never eaten an egg.
He's been wearing the same jeans for 20 years.
He doesn't like coffee.
Little known fact. What do you think Paul is going to be wearing today? Oh, my God. He went to the Converse store. So he went to the Nike outlet. We're not sure what he's going to do. We do know he loves Air Jordans. Yes, he does, Carol. He really does.
Jordan will be at the wedding. He'll be sitting, he'll be walking the bride down the aisle.
Princess Saravanabi. Wow, this, I can't wait. Why not? They're just out there waiting.
And I hear they like pale people there.
They do. You're seen as like...
It's a sign of wealth.
Yes. You're seen. It's
that I'm not outside working all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You're pure whiteness. You're as white as white can be, which they see as a delicacy.
Before they eat me.
I still like this one, Princess Beatrice Elizabeth Mary of York. She looks fun. She's got big eyeballs. Big up, big choppers.
Is York that good a place that everything needs to be from there? Doesn't it seem like everybody's from of York? Like the peppermint patty?
Yeah, let's see where we're going to have to live, though. I don't really know much about York. Okay. Ugh, it doesn't look that great.
I was going to say, it doesn't feel like, it's kind of like Tom Papa of Detroit.
It's a historic walled city at the confluence of rivers Ouse and Fosse in North Yorkshire, England. The municipality is a traditional country town of the historic county of Yorkshire.
I've had Yorkshire pudding, and it's not pudding. It's like meat gravy.
Well, this is one thing that you're really going to like. One of the notable local products is York ham.
Ugh.
You hang out with your princess with the big eyeballs. You're like...
Oh, you can eat ham.
Yeah, it's served with Madeira sauce. It's lightly as a lightly smoked, dry cured ham. York ham is saltier but milder in flavor than other European dried cured hams. This is going to be great. You're going to have the gout.
Why are they eating like they still can't
leave
the ship? Everyone's got scurvy still.
Yeah, I know. Why is
you don't have to eat cured meat. You can cook it.
Putting it in salt.
Fresh catch of the day.
They've got a lot of... beers and pubs. Yeah, this is obviously why there was a New York made. This place is the pits. But you'll be a prince there. And you get to hang out with that girl with the big eyeballs.
I just wonder how you play badminton with the crown on. Do you have to take it off? Or do people just let you win? I feel like people let her win. if she was a princess.
Yeah, they're like, you have to do this or we're going to be shot.
In Thailand, they're like, you'll disappear if you win.
I hope my princess gets along with your princess.
That's the least of our problems, Tom.
Yeah, but you know how they can get.
Yeah, when we're out doing gigs, they got to be able to, like, occupy each other.
Well, like, we want to hang out and stuff, and then my Princess Beatrice Elizabeth Mary of York is like, ugh, I'm so tired of Princess Saravarami Natarana of Thailand. She's always talking about badminton. she's such a bitch. I don't want to go. I'm like, oh, come on, it's my friend Paul, you know, we've been friends for a long time. She's like, yeah, I just can't. I mean, fine, I'll do it for you, and then she doesn't really tell you can't see her, but she's laid it out enough where you don't even want the hassle, and then we don't hang out in each other's castles anymore.
Yeah, and my princess is like, why are we going to York? We live on the beach here in Thailand. Koh Samui is beautiful.
Yeah.
Why are we going there for ham and pudding? They had to wall the city up.
And my Princess Beatrice Elizabeth Mary of York is like, they don't even like ham. I can tell. She just eats it to be nice.
They should know it's a delicacy.
Oh, look at mine.
It's worrying me that she doesn't. She isn't without a hat. She might have like a hump on her head.
She does wear a lot of hats, my lady. M'lady. Oh boy, look at that. She looks like something out of a Tim Burton novel.
Is she never not going to the Kentucky Derby?
She's always in a kooky hat. Huh. She's kind of young. But she does like to rock a big hat. She's got big eyeballs. She looks like something's a little wrong. She looks kind of like a pug in a Tim Burton movie. I don't mean that in an insulting way.
Well, that's the thing, is they're all the royals inbred for a while, right? That's why it's
a
good
while,
that it's...
the whole way. She's only 29 years old. That's good. That's how you do it, Harry. You don't marry some old 36-year-old has-been, some mothball-smelling librarian.
Tom, she's a princess. Watch your tongue.
Oh, I got to get used to this. See, this is why it's such a big deal, Paul, because it is exciting.
What if he ends up moving to Sherman Oaks? You never know.
They're going to go to Malibu. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She wants to live in Cali.
Why the hell would he not want to live in California? Does he have to be in... He doesn't have any duties, right?
He has ham duties.
They just collect the money and spend it in the U.S. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and they go to events. She'll run a charity for children who've been victim of peanut allergies. And they'll have an event once a year, and then they'll vacation and go home, and they'll come visit me and Princess Beatrice of York. And then they jet over and play badminton with you and Princess Savani Ninami Ninamini.
Well, I thought the bride's family was supposed to pay for the wedding. Does that not work? With the royal people?
No, I think the royal people just kind of float the bill. They're just like, yeah, whatever. How exciting that Las Vegas is going to... They're one game away from the Stanley Cup. First year ever.
Hockey in Las Vegas. That's crazy. I wonder about how the Canadians feel about that.
They must feel terrible. Well, they're playing Winnipeg, though, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean is like...
If Winnipeg loses to...
It's like a, you know, the Montreal Canadiens, they've been depressed for how many years that Toronto has been horrible at hockey? Like, you really
even
feel
Montreal's
it.
Montreal's not been that great.
Yeah, but at least they have the history.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Toronto, you can actually feel like we really need a good hockey team. And now Vegas has one after having it for 7 months.
Yeah. Well, it's not like, you know, it's all Russians and
Finns. Well, but the big thing is they, through that weird circumstances, they ended up with, like, one of the best goaltenders in the league because...
Yeah. Well, how did they get him?
Well, Fleury was the goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think, for the first cup.
Right.
Because they won two in a row. But then they had this young guy, Murray, who I think is only 22.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, the guy who was there for the whole season. Like, basically amazing for the whole season.
Right.
And then I think, I forget what happened. Either he was the goaltender for the entire first cup, and then he got hurt the second season, and Fleury, like, basically won the Stanley Cup. But they had to decide at the end of last season, like, we can't protect both goaltenders, so you'd rather... keep the 22-year-old guy that won a Stanley Cup than the old veteran guy who won the Stanley Cup. Like, they couldn't keep both.
Right.
So Vegas just got lucky and got this guy who's, like, world-class goalie. So that's how, as long as you have the goaltender, you're still in every game.
Yeah. No, that's huge. You need a really hot goaltender to go all the way.
So that's basically what they've been doing is just winning all these games 3-2. You know, just nudging people out, so.
Wow, it's exciting. When I was there in Vegas doing a show, the people were very pumped up about it.
Yeah, people are so into it, because there's no local pride in Vegas, really, for anything. Like, it's all, you can tell they all hate the tourists, but, like, this is, like, the one thing, it's like, this is our team, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, it was funny, while the guy was telling me how excited he was about the hockey, we were going past the new football stadium they're building.
That's crazy.
Yeah. it's right there. It's like right next to Caesars. It's pretty crazy.
And Oakland.
The Oakland Raiders are going there.
So crazy.
So Oakland's not going to have a football team. It's weird.
But that stadium is so, it's kind of like Candlestick was. It's so just crappy. Especially for baseball. It's horrible for baseball.
Yeah, I guess so. Oakland always gets a bad rap. I have a friend that's coming to the show tonight from Oakland.
Steph Curry?
Yep, he's coming in with my new princess. They're going to watch our two shows at Cobb's.
The princess of Oakland?
I can't believe the oldest Italian restaurant is in San Francisco.
Yeah, you got to ask around. Figure it out.
I think we did.
But did they not invent the restaurant until later on, or what happened? What did they call them before?
Yeah, what were they before? That's
people
a great
just
question.
Sat down in a.
You sat in a place, and they just called it the food hut,
a dining hall, food truckville.
First restaurant in America was Delmonico's, which opened in 1827 by brothers Giovanni and Pietro Delmonico. More precisely, the brothers opened an ordinary cafe in 1827. Then in 1830, opened the Restaurant Francais. Doesn't say where.
Ristorante.
That's the world's first restaurant. Yeah, so people before that weren't really eating out.
They didn't have disposable income on the prairie.
McGillin's Old Ale House, 1860 in Philadelphia. So in the 1700s, people weren't eating stuff. That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what I mean.
They're all taverns.
Yeah, how old is that bar in New York, the Irish bar? That's the 1800s, right?
Yeah. I guess before that, people just stayed at home and ate their pets. Right?
Or just circle around the campfire.
Yeah.
And burn what you caught that day.
Yeah, you ate some gruel, you just stayed in. There's no Seamless, no Uber Eats.
Quail egg.
What did comedians do when they were on the road in those times? You'd have to go to someone's house and ask them for some food.
I think it was all...
You could sleep in their hay bale before the show.
It was all jerky back then, I feel like.
Just jerky in the green room?
It was all that, yeah, like our green room. Tom always asks for exclusive jerky. Turkey jerky? Why, of course.
I like how during our show last night, I had a joke about ice cream, and then you have your big chunk about ice cream, and then it made my friend run out after the show and buy us ice cream.
That was pretty nice.
It was nice. Did you eat it?
I had, yeah, there's like a little cup of vanilla, like Haagen-Dazs. It was good.
Nice. I didn't have it.
Yeah, you missed out on a couple things. They delivered some dessert here when we got to the hotel. And Tom is too famous. He's got his Do Not Disturb sign on the door.
Yeah.
And the guy was just like, all right, I guess I just got to eat this myself. And just ate it right in front of your door. That's
what, what an idiot. Well, it's all right because now with my new show that I'm only telling our listeners about, I'm going to make a bigger announcement later, but I'm only telling us our people. I'm getting a lot of, I'm pretty well stocked in desserts from strange people all around the country.
Yeah.
People are sending cakes to my house. People are handing me breads.
I feel like also this, the name of the show, you're going to have some cross marketing.
Mm-hmm. Baked with Tom Papa.
With some, let's call them the recreational marijuana industry.
Potheads? You mean potheads?
Like if you sold a shirt that was just called Baked.
Yeah.
They would sell like hotcakes right now.
Yeah, but you put a little flower on it in the design, in the logo. You put a little flower and you put a little weed on it. We're going to get potheads and old ladies who like to cook.
Get baked cookies. With Tom Papa.
Yeah.
That's going to be the bumper sticker on every...
Let's see who who it turns on. It'll be very interesting. All right, Paul. We've got to go.
Two shows tonight.
Two shows tonight.
In the oldest restaurant in the world.
Yeah. Maybe we hit it on the way. We stop in for a little something.
One giant meatball to go.
I know.
Just we put it in your hands.
All that food. We're probably better off at Trader Joe's getting a tuna wrap at around 5.
Well, it is weird that we can't get... I guess that's kind of like insulting if you order out to the...
Yeah, especially now that we met the chef.
Yeah, can't have the pizza fries.
He wants to give us pulled pork sandwiches. It's heavy food to eat when you're doing
shows. Yeah, you need it light.
Yeah, maybe we stop at Trader Joe's on our way and we get a nice little tuna wrap.
Yeah, some kind of sandwich. There. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. Screw this oldest restaurant. I'm not sitting in there. I got stuff to do.
But don't you want to know what the oldest pasta dish in the world was?
Yeah, it was Chinese fortune cookies. All right, everybody. We're going to hit you again in just a couple days. We'll see you on Tuesday. We're men of our word, and we want to make sure we got one in this week. So we will talk to you in just a couple of days. Enjoy your life.